BDBD starts with the commentary and follows with some gentle background sounds to help you meditate on the passage. The entire clip is 3 minutes long. Psalm 50, verse 1. Asaph, the author of this psalm, was the Levite musician King David appointed to serve in the tabernacle until the temple was completed. 1 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 39. He was the father of the clan of temple musicians who served throughout the history of the temple, Solomon's and the rebuilt temple. 1 Chronicles chapter 9, verse 1 and 15, chapter 15, verse 19, and chapter 16, verse 7 and verse 37. Musical service, including writing psalms, is considered prophecy in 1 Chronicles chapter 15, verses 1 through 7. Prophesying is being carried along by the Holy Spirit, 2 Peter 1:21. The entire book of the Psalms derives from the intervention and leading of the Holy Spirit upon unique individuals. Asaph's first psalm to appear in the book is noteworthy because it uses seven names for God, three of which are in verse 1. God having several names is no different than me. I have a first, middle, and last name. My family and friends call me by a shortened version of my first name. I even have a secret confirmation name. The Hebrew El is the first name of God to appear in this psalm. El is a simple base noun for deity in the Old Testament Hebrew, 238 times, and in Arabic, and it's used for the high god of the Canaanite culture. El implies majesty and power. El is a synonym for a more frequent noun for God, Elohim. The English noun God is similar to El. The Hebrew Elohim is the second name of God to appear in this psalm. Elohim is the first name for God to appear in the Bible with the phrase, quote, in the beginning God, Genesis 1:1. Elohim is an interesting Hebrew noun, for the I am at the end implies plural. Yet, the sentence structure in Genesis 1:1 makes it a singular noun, implying 3-in-1. Indeed, Genesis chapter 1 verse 2 mentions the Spirit of God. And Genesis 1:26 has God speaking to himself saying, quote, let us make man in our image, in our likeness. And Genesis chapter 2 verse 4 has YHWH, Lord, that's translated as Lord in some English translation. The Hebrew YHWH is the third name to appear in this psalm. YHWH is the covenant name of the God of Israel, used more than 6,000 times in the Old Testament. The four letters are only consonants. Reverence for the divine name led to the practice of not writing the vowels because of the commandments found in Exodus 27 and Leviticus 24:16. This led to the practice of not even pronouncing his name at all. Instead, the Israelites began using Adonai, which is Lord in small cases except for the L in most English translations. YHWH vows were forgotten millennia ago. In the Middle Ages, Jewish scholars began using the vowels for Adonai in between the consonants to help them remember not to pronounce YHWH. Jehovah is a Latinized form never used by the Jews to this very day and wasn't even a real word in Latin when someone invented it. The true spelling of YHWH is believed to be YAHWEH, Jehovah, but no one really knows for sure. The action ascribed to God in verse 1 is that he speaks to and summons the earth from the rising of the sun to the place where it sets. In other words, the whole earth.